Would you like to know who's in the studio with me now? I think that would be the best place to start. I'm going to start with Nora and then ask you each to introduce yourself. And if you have any shout outs, this would be the perfect time to do it. Maybe you could say your name, the grade you're going into, where you go to school, and then shout outs. So you ready, Nora?
My name is Nora Gray. I am going to Kappa in the fall for theater. I'm going into sixth grade.
Any shout outs at all?
No.
My name is Tegan Peterson, and I'll be going into sixth grade at Kappa in the fall.
Nice to meet you.
My name is Adrian Schubert. I will be going into fifth grade in the fall at Allegheny Traditional Academy. And shout out to my mom for almost opening the Circle PGH that will be an art and community center in Bellevue.
I'm Evelyn Dames. I will be going into fifth grade in the fall at Westview Elementary.
Nice to meet you. And then we have two more people to meet.
My name's Quinetta Vernallo, and I'm going into fifth grade at Allegheny Traditional.
Hi, I'm Ivy Bull. I'm going into sixth grade at Schiller. And I would like to also shout out Miss Jessica for, like, you know, just starting JP Gallery and doing all these shows.
Now, who can tell me why theater matters from your perspective? What do you like about putting on a play or a show?
It's really fun to be on in show because you feel like important. And you get to meet a lot of new people that you wouldn't normally meet just, like, out of nowhere. And you get to, like, have a perspective of what it was like, maybe back in the olden days or when your parents were younger. And it's just cool to see what it would be like if you were there.
I like the way you put that.
Can I add to that? It's really exciting working up to the parts that we play and just finding out how big of a role or how exciting of a part that we get. I really find it special. It's a thing that I like to do every year. And acting just brings me joy. I love it.
Anybody else have something to add?
I think theater is important because you have the opportunity to be someone else. Because you don't always get that, because you can't always do everything. So you can always get an opportunity to know what it feels like.
That's interesting. So maybe it helps you be better at being yourself when you get a chance to be somebody else. Any other? Just let me know and I'll make sure your microphone's on.
I just want to add on to what I was saying earlier. I also enjoy theater because all of the shows we put on are musicals, and I love to sing. When I was younger, that's like all I would do, and it's nice to do that with other people.
Nora, anything you'd add about why theater is something you like having in your life?
I really like theater because, like, I love singing, kind of what Quinn said. And, like, I love acting, too, and it's two of those things together, so I am just going to keep doing it.
Great to learn about your love of theater. Anything else you'd like to mention from a general standpoint? Let's get to Mike in front of you.
I like theater because, as well as being a chance to be on stage, it's also a chance to build a community and make new friends.
And how does that happen? Let's move to that. You've got a big cast. You're only part of the cast. Of everybody here, did you all know each other before this play?
I knew Quinn, Adrian, and Tegan, but I did not know Nora or Ivy.
So you made two new friends. How about the rest of you?
I knew everybody here, but it was nice getting to know them more. Like, I knew who they were, but it's nice getting to know them as, like, a friend instead of just a person.
It was, I knew Nora, Quinetta, and Tegan, but I didn't know Evie and Adrian that well, and it's really nice to, like, get to know them.
And I suspect other people involved with the play, maybe some of the older kids you might not have known and some of the adults. And it must make it easier to meet new people when you have something in common, like the play. It gives you a reason to do that. And when you meet new people, what does that bring you, do you think?
I love that I get to act with people who love the same interests as me. And it's just really fun getting to see their role and how they like to play it, opposed to how I like to play my roles.
I'm going to add on to that. It's nice to see, like, how they interpret acting. And a lot of these people, they're really talented, and it's super nice getting to know them. Like, a lot of them are silly. They're really good at acting and singing, and they did a really good job getting this role.
Now, go ahead.
I think it's always really cool to see people, like, find their characters and how people play different roles, like, kind of like what Quinn said, so.
Now, do you all have characters that you're going to play? Let's talk about each of your characters. But before we do that, who can tell me a little bit about the story of 42nd Street, what it's about?
42nd Street is about a play that they're putting on. The play is called Pretty Lady, and Peggy Sawyer, the lead role, she is late to the auditions, but after the lead role of Pretty Lady, stumbles and breaks her leg. She takes over that role and becomes a Broadway star.
So it's a play within a play. Did you want to add anything, Tegan? I saw your hand go up.
I was going to say it's about, like, the process of putting a musical on Broadway in the 1930s.
And that's much different, I would imagine, than it is today. What is especially different, did you find?
Like, people dress a lot differently. People talk differently. It's also really cool to, like, just, you know, like, get the feel of what it's like to be acting in one of those shows.
Now let's go back to Adrian.
I was going to also add to that the music is also a little different than it is now, because they didn't have as high tech of technology that we have right now. So it's cool to hear how things were back then.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Well, let's talk about your characters. Who would like to go first? Why don't we go just around like we did the first time? Nora, who do you play? And tell me a bit about this person.
I play Maggie Jones, and I am a writer in the show Pretty Lady.
Did you write the show itself?
Yes, I wrote Pretty Lady.
You wrote Pretty Lady, so you're the writer of the show.
Yes, I am a writer with other writers.
Got it. Oh, you're Ivy? Your grandmother called and asked that we send a shout-out to her. My wife was out there saying, get this message out right away. So, Ivy, your grandmother is listening.
Shout-out to Ivy's grandmother.
Yes. Now, what's your role?
My role is Dorothy Brock, and she is the lead role in Pretty Lady, which is the show inside of the show. And she's kind of, like, full of herself. She's kind of a diva.
So we've got the writer of the show, as played by Nora, and then the diva, the star of the show, is played by Tegan, the star of the play within a play. Now let's find out what Adrienne's role is.
I'm playing Peggy Sawyer, who is the girl that steps in for Dorothy whenever she breaks her ankle.
She's the understudy. And is there any bad blood between you and the star?
Yeah, we don't really get along at the start, but towards the end, after Peggy is practicing, after the day she breaks her ankle, they kind of start forming a friendship in a little way.
Sounds like, I see you all smiling. That sounds like an interesting relationship within the play. Evie, what do you play? Who do you play?
I play Peggy Sawyer. We each will do two plays. She's very bouncy. She has some bad blood with Dorothy, a lot of romance stuff. And it's really fun playing someone who's not as, like, it's fun playing someone who's not as, like, just straightforward. It's just, I get to really feel into my role because I'm the lead. And I just get to be very bouncy and very...
Yeah, I was going to say, you're playing somebody very different than you, it sounds like. Plus, you get to play, not that you're not bouncy, but I mean, you get to play somebody a little different. And you also, are all of the characters a double cast?
Yes. Most of the leads.
So that's cool because you get, not only do you get to share it, but you get to see how other people interpret the same character. Let's find out. Go ahead.
I'd also like to add shout out to all of our grandmas who are listening. All the grandmas who are listening, I'd love to shout out them. And just all the people who came specially to listen to their family or friends.
Yes.
I quite enjoy that.
If any of you want to send us a note by text, you certainly may at 412-200-5975. Let's find out Quinn's role.
I share the part of Maggie Jones with Nora, and it's really fun seeing how she would act as Maggie. And as she told you, Maggie's the writer, and it's cool to see how, like, she's like the mother hen of the show, and she takes, like, all the girls, she makes them all feel better, and she's just super, like, happy all the time. And it's nice being like that person.
And do you think she's truly happy, honestly happy?
Most of the time, yes. I think she does enjoy writing these shows and hanging out with these soon-to-be stars.
Cool. And now let's find out Ivy.
I play the role of Bert, kind of like the assistant writer. I, like, help Maggie write the play Pretty Lady, and it's really fun because I get to, like, follow her around with, like, always looking like I'm thinking of new ideas, and it's really, really fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, here's a different kind of question. What do you think is hard about putting on a play? What's challenging? And then we'll come over to you, Quinn.
Sometimes when you need to act a certain way, but you don't know how specifically you need to act it out, it's really hard. You're just a little nervous, but in the end, it's all okay, and it's great, and I have a lot of fun.
Do you mean figuring out the emotion or how to convey the lines?
Just how to, like, bring that character to life and really make it seem like this is actually happening back in the 1930s.
That's a good observation. Quinn, I saw you had something to offer, too. And then we'll just make sure everybody gets a turn. Go ahead, Quinn.
Yeah, kind of adding on to what Evie was saying, it's kind of hard sometimes to match exactly what your character, who your character is and how she feels, because, to be honest, there are a lot of Broadway plays that, like, a lot of people have done the play 42nd Street, so everyone's interpreting it a different way. So, but I really like how it's a little bit difficult because I like challenges.
And let's see, we'll go to the two of you next. This is Segan.
I generally like sharing a role because you get to see how the other person would act in your role, but it's also hard because at rehearsals we have to say the lines at the same time, and then if we say it a little bit differently, it throws us both off.
I could see that. So there's pros and cons to doing that. Adrian, did you want to add something, please?
To add on what Tegan said, whenever me and Evie are in rehearsals together, sometimes whenever you're speaking the lines at the same time, maybe Evie will say the line one way and I'll say it another way, and then it confuses you because you're like, she made this kind of happy and I don't know if it's sad or not. So it can be difficult then, but then it always comes through in the end.
That's a good observation too. Quinn or Ivy, you had something else to add?
Pretty much what Adrian and Tegan said, it's hard to share a role because sometimes you say it different ways or like you act different ways. But I also find it difficult sometimes when you're dancing and then like you bump into someone or you like make the wrong step and then it messes you up. And it's like, but it's also really fun.
Auntie Laura is listening in Ohio, Quinn. And gives a shout out to the whole cast as well as you. Do you know who she is? That would be your aunt.
Yeah, we're actually going to go visit her this August. I'm really excited for the trip, and I just want to shout out her for shouting out for us.
Yes, shout outs to shout outs, 412-200-5975. Nora, did you want to add something about what's challenging about doing a play?
Like trying to find your character and put it into your lines and how you sing, your body language and how you move.
Oh.
What I do, I like to like research my character and try and find like their traits and like their personality so I can try and act it out into my lines, my songs, my body language and all my dance moves.
That's a really good observation. I would never think about the physicality of that because I'm used to not being seen. But body language really matters, doesn't it? You were going to add something too.
Adding on to like what you said, you want to be like that person, but you also want to be your own actor at the same time. So it's like you have to kind of balance between both, and it's really fun. But also, this is a pretty hard play because, one, it's taking place in the 1930s, and there's a lot of tap dancing, so you have to figure out, like, all those steps as your character.
Do you all tap dance? Well, I guess the writers don't need to tap dance, but...
To add on to what Quinn was saying about the tap dancing, me and Evie both take tap lessons, so it's fun to work together and learn new moves, and then maybe speed it up or slow it down and put together fun combinations.
Oh, that's really cool. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're hearing the Northside Gallery players, members of their junior series. They're getting ready to do 42nd Street. It's not going to be... on stage until September 18th. But we wanted to talk to them while they are in the throes of preparing for the play. And I hope we're going to talk to you and some others when you're closer to opening night so we can have a scene or two from it. I want to get more general about each of you in a minute, but does anybody else have anything they want to mention about 42nd Street or what you've been doing to get ready?
I was actually just going to give a shout out to everyone who's supporting the JP Gallery players. Like, they'll donate stuff or they'll help us drive to practices. And it's just super nice to have them there to help us all the time.
Here's somebody who says, shout out to all these amazing kids. I've had the honor of teaching them music and I still teach them in a different way. Joe. That's Joe Scamara.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody likes Joe. I know him. He's a great musician. Is he at Pittsburgh Allegheny still?
He just retired.
Oh, is
unfortunately.
He? I miss him. Yeah. And here's a note from Nori, who says, hey, sister, Ivy. Is that your sister, Ivy?
Yep.
Cheering for you all. Shout me out. And then she wrote, bird call. Do you know what that
means? Oh, yeah. Shout out to you, Nori. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Now, oh, go ahead.
Back to what you said about, like, practices, how they're looking. Practices mostly, we are blocking, staging, and learning dances, recognizing our lines and when to say them, our cues, so that we are ready for tech week and, like, morning camps before the play comes up. I also like to add one more shout out to my brother Finn. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Finn.
How old did he turn?
He just turned 8.
And so he's younger, your little brother.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Finn.
Yeah. About like how rehearsals are looking, it's like every Monday we work really hard. You're almost never like sitting down and just watching other people. You're like almost always doing something, and it's always really fun. And I'm really excited for Tech Week, morning camps, and show days.
To add on to what Ivy was saying, it's really exciting because you're never just sitting there being bored.
There's always something to do.
Yeah, there's always something to do. And what's really fun is you get to, like, I know I'm not, like, one of the people who dance, but I get to help my sister, who does do dance, practice. And it's fun for me to, like, see how that feels, but also to do it with her.
Nora?
Yeah, you could be helping your friends with their songs or their dance moves. It could be, like, anything like that, but you're never really sitting down. You always have something to do.
To add on to what we all are saying, it is nice to, like, be in a room and go to practice every morning knowing you're not going to be bored. You're always going to have something to do, and there will always be something fun and happy that will be going on.
So if this program weren't operating, your summer would be really different, right? There would be a big
hole.
Yeah.
It'd probably be pretty boring.
Boring. Yeah. What?
Well, our time is just about out. It's so good. It went fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You had one more thing to say?
I just want to give one more shout out to Miss Jessica for having this program. It's really nice to be able to act with people I know, and she's super good at putting these shows on, and I just wanted to make sure she gets that shout out.
And you can learn more about Northside Gallery Players. Miss Jessica, her name begins with J. J. P. Gallery Performing, or JP Gallery for Performing Arts.com is the website. JP Gallery for Performing Arts.com. We've also linked from our website. Cast, thank you. It's really nice to meet all of you. Anybody itching to say something we missed? Well, I can't wait to see you again as we get closer to the play. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.